Welcome, everyone. This is the DFS Bum. All right, we have coming up here Sunday, a three-game slate. Before we get in that real quick, got some good news to report. Nice little winning streak going back, starting, what was it, Monday night. I'm going to get in first place in that tournament. And then the next day, I got first place in another single-game tournament. So, the first one, about $1,500. And the second one, $2,600. And then $4,000 on the late slate from Tuesday night. And then, of course, we had a little break. And then starting things back up this afternoon, took first again in the first game tonight with the Bucks and Magic there. So let's hope the little hot streak for me continues. But all right, let's get into the game here now. And if you folks have not yet subscribed already, please do so. We're running through the playoffs. I'm keeping cumulative stats as we go through. So hopefully you'll find this stuff helpful and you can put it together and try to win some nice money yourself. So all right, guys, let's get into it here with point guards. Top guy we have is Jamal Murray. He's just been playing phenomenal ball, averaging 50 points in the playoffs so far, last five games. Salary's 8,600 on FanDuel, 8,600 on DraftKings. So a lot to like there. He is starting to get a little bit more expensive, but I mean, he's just literally dominating games. His last two games, 76 points and 66 points. So again, there's a lot to like there. Then we have Kemba Walker. He's coming at 7,800 on FanDuel, 7,200 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 40 points. He's got a little bit of time. They took care of business that first round, so he's probably well rested. And honestly, I don't know. I've always been kind of skeptical of Kemba Walker just because I just don't see him putting up big numbers. But he started off 29 points, 32 points, and then his last two games of that series he had 47 points and almost 50, like 49.8. So, again, it'll be interesting, though, with them playing Toronto and a little bit better team if he can keep up that production. Speaking of Toronto, we got Kyle Lowry coming in at 7,500 on FanDuel, 7,900 on DraftKings. He averaged 34 points. I want to say that that's probably a little bit misleading. That last game, he only played 9 minutes, 15 points. He was banged up a little bit. Before that, when he had played heavy minutes, he had 36 points, 43 points, and 41 points. So again, there's a lot to like there. I probably like him a little bit more, particularly on FanDuel, a little bit more than Kemba Walker, just because he's cheaper. Now, he is more expensive than Walker on DraftKings, though. Coming in right behind those guys, we have Mike Conley. And that's just a good, solid mid-tier play, I think. Like, I mean, he's only 6,700 on FanDuel, 6,600 on DraftKings. He missed the first two games with the birth of his child, and he's come back at 36 points, 39 points, and 33 points. Minutes, the first game back was only 24, but then he's played 31 and 34. So, again, there's a lot to like there, averaging 36 points in the playoffs. They have Lou Williams. Normally, he's in the scoring guard position, at least on FanDuel, but they have him as point guard. And that's another guy mid-tier, 5,800 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 29 minutes. That last game was pretty poor. He played 21 minutes and had 11 points. But before that, first game, he had 26 points, 36 points, 22, and then 49. So again, for a guy coming into that mid-tier pricing, definitely some potential there. You've got Burke. Burke is a little bit banged up. So is Beverly. So again, and just there's a couple other guys too. So always keep a close eye on that. Dallas, like it seems like the whole damn team is hurt. Porzingis is actually out. They found that he's got a torn meniscus. So just keep an eye out on that team in general. But with Burke, if he were to play, 5,000 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 22 points. So he's getting to the point now where, I mean, if he hits that average, it's only four times value. Whereas if you go back, I mean, you could get him around like $4,000 in the beginning of the series. So I'm not really liking his price tag anymore. But again, if he's playing, it just might be that he's going to play a shit ton of minutes. And that is one thing going back, speaking of minutes, with them being banged up the last two games. Or two games ago, he had 37 minutes, 36 points. Last game out, 29 minutes, only 22 points. We have Reggie Jackson. He's coming at 4,700. I don't know why the hell he's that expensive on FanDuel. I think that's ridiculous. He's only been averaging about 15 points for the playoffs. Coming off a 21 and 24-point game, which, again, that's not even, like, I mean, It's not even five times value. Now, DraftKings, he's 3,800, so I do think there's maybe some potential there to get some things done. Seth Curry's coming in at 4,600, 4,500. He's only been averaging about 20 points. So, again, I'm not this kind of next tier down with Patrick Beverly, Shamat, Morris, like all those guys. I'm not really into them. They're just too inconsistent. They're not really playing the minutes, whereas like Lou Williams, he's going to get out there, probably give you 28 to 30 minutes. And then it's particularly if you can get in Conley and Lowry and some of those other guys, I think we could probably find some value at some other positions. So, all right, let's take it down here to shooting guards. I think Doncic is also, if I remember, should probably throw that on here. He's questionable as well. So just keep that in mind with him. He is coming in at 11,400 on FanDuel, 11,200 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 54 points. Last game out was a little bit disappointing, 31 minutes and only about 35 points. But before that, he played 45 minutes and had that, you know, that 85-point game. Mitchell, just solid, solid ball. $8,000 on FanDuel. Now, DraftKings, he's 9,700, so he's starting to get a little bit expensive there. He's been averaging 50 in the playoffs, so I really like that price of $8,000 with him. On FanDuel, the 9,700, yeah, I don't know, a little bit pricey. And Doncic too is starting to get up there a little bit. That game, it's looking to me like I could see it potentially having blowout potential. And you know, I don't really know the nature of his injury, but you got to think if things get out of hand, they're going to probably pull him. No risk in especially with such a short turnaround to next year for them to fuck around and have him potentially get hurt. Paul George came out, finally had a nice game that last game out. He's coming at 7,800 on FanDuel, 8,300 on DraftKings, about 40 points there. He's only been averaging 33 points, though, for the playoffs. So hard to know what Paul George you're going to get. Apparently, I think he had just kind of had, I don't know, we'll call it the bubble blues. And he finally got out of that funk, I guess. So who knows? Maybe he's kind of turned the corner and he'll be on a, you know, a little hot streak and you can get him at a, you know, maybe a little bit better price than what you would if he puts together a couple of good back-to-back games. Van Vliet coming at 7,600 on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 33 minutes, 41 points. And that's even with that last game out where they only played 18 minutes and 26 points just because the game got out of hand. And I can probably see, I think Toronto and Boston, it should be, I think, probably pretty decent series. And of course, any game can get out of hand, but they seem to be a little bit more evenly matched. And before that, Van Vliet, 37 points, 46, and 56 the first game. So again, a lot to like there. Smart, little bit disappointing, I thought, with Gordon Hayward out, that he'd maybe do a little bit better. The third game, he had 36 points, but last game, 42 minutes, only 19 points, but averaging only 21 points. Potential to blow up, though. Powell, he came out, played really well. He probably, that's pretty amazing. I thought he played more than 24 minutes, but he had 44 points. He's been averaging about 26. So I don't know, this next series up, what you're going to get out of him with that 5,300 price tag. You have Jordan Clarkson coming in at $5,000 on FanDuel, 5,300 on DraftKings. Darrell Wright is another guy, really cheap. Gary Harris is questionable. Then Craig and Dozier with Denver. Those guys, I don't really probably see chasing those guys down. I think, you know, between Smart, Powell and Clarkston, you know, you'd imagine probably one of those guys would probably end up hitting value, I would think. And I think now in a three-game slate, we're probably looking for that. That get the, you know, that 6 to 7 times value. So I could see those guys getting into that 30-point range, at least one of them potentially. All right, let's take it on here to small forwards. We got Leonard coming in at 10,800 on FanDuel, only 10,100 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 56 points. So, of course, there's a lot to like there, 38 minutes. Siakam is coming in at 8,500 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. And it looks like, you know, he's starting to round out into form. He was so underwhelming in the startup. And then the first two games, he only had 30 points and 35. But then the last two games, 44 points and 46. So, you know, again, his price tag is starting to creep up again a little bit where you could get him under $8,000, maybe a couple games back. So, you know, can he sit there and break like 50 points? I don't know. You know, it's hard to say really what's going to happen there with him. I do like Brown with Boston. Jaylen Brown, he's only 6,500 on FanDuel, 7,100 on DraftKings. He's been averaging 34 points. Last game out, a little bit underwhelming. He played 41 minutes, but only had 23 points. And actually, too, like, his production hasn't really been, you know, I kind of thought he would pick up the slack with Gordon Haywood, but apparently that was, you know, kind of coming. Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum basically did that for the most part. But again, there's still that potential there. You know, between Brown and Marcus Smart, I figure one of those guys are due to have some big games. And then, like I mentioned with Dallas, Finney Smith and Hardaway, they're both questionable. Finney Smith been averaging 25 points, Hardaway 28 in the playoffs. Finney Smith's price tag's 5,700 on FanDuel, only $5,000 on DraftKings, so pretty decent price there if you were to play. Hardaway's 5,400 on FanDuel and $6,000 on DraftKings. Then from there, we go down to Joe Ingles. He's only been averaging 23 points. You know, he goes out there 33 minutes. He gives you his minutes. He's only $5,000 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. He is coming off a 27-point game. Before that, though, 6 points and then 19 and 28-34. But I kind of feel that average is a little bit misleading because Conley didn't play those first two games, and he is basically like the point forward or pseudo-point guard a lot of times when Conley's out. So, you know, how much upside does he really have with Conley around? I don't know. You know, I could see him throwing together, so, you know, a shitty game or two, and his price really drop. And then maybe you pick him up in a couple of games if his price goes down a little bit lower. But I just don't know right now if he's going to get you, like, north of 30 points. Excuse me. Anobi with Toronto's coming in at $5,000 on FanDuel, 4,700 on DraftKings. He's averaged about 25 points, 32 minutes for the playoffs. And, you know, he's just been really consistent. 34 minutes, 27 points, 36 minutes, 25 points, 33 minutes, 21 points, 25 minutes, 24 points. Again, there was probably some of that blowout. So if there's not a blowout, his minutes will probably be up, you know, closer to that upper 20s, maybe low 30s. And then we've got Grant, who's been power forward, but they moved him over, Jeremy Grant with Denver, to small forward, at least on FanDuel. You can get him at 4,800 on FanDuel and DraftKings. He had some really nice games that first game, I guess. Then he's kind of fallen off. He had 30 points or 29. And then he's around 20, 17, 16, and 22. His price tag's starting to go down a little bit, too. Tatum, like I mentioned, played really strong that first series, 50 points, coming off a 60-point game, 36 minutes he averaged, 9,600 on FanDuel, 9,200 on DraftKings. Ibaka, I'm just waiting for him to crash and burn. I mean, he's only been playing 23 minutes and averaging 38 points. I mean, it's been unbelievable. The first game out, 25 minutes, about 37 points. 25 minutes, only 20 points. That was really only his bad game. 22 minutes, 39.6 points. Then 19 minutes, 54. I mean, fuck, that's just unbelievable. And I don't know, like, how much longer can he... I mean, he's putting up... I mean, usually, like, a guy would be playing, like, 30-plus minutes to put up that type of production. So I don't know. That's why I always get a little bit skeptical of him. And his price tag just keeps on climbing up and up, where before, a couple games back, you might have got him around $5,000 or something at the beginning of the series. We got Porter Jr. If I had kind of a decent game the last game out, 33 minutes, 26 points, but he's only been averaging 23 points and 27 minutes in the playoffs series here. Price tag, 5,700 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. Could he go, you know, north of 30 points? Absolutely. I guess he did do that two games ago, or the second game of that series. He was at 38 points. But then he just had really some poor performances there. So it's obviously the potential's there. And then the restart before the playoffs, he had some monster games. Kleber here with all the injuries, I think, like, he's the one guy doesn't have, like, a questionable tag. 5,400 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. He's coming off a 27-point game. Before that, 26 minutes, 37 and 28. He's only been averaging 20, but again, with all the injuries, I definitely like him. I think that's a good, strong play. In fact, I mean, I look at him, what's, like, him to hit that six-time value, I think he's probably, I mean, more likely than Ibaka, potentially, just because he's going to be playing a lot more minutes. His price tag just keeps on rising. You have Millsap, really inconsistent there. last game, 8 points before that, 35. Minutes 35, then 19. So it's like, you know, if you're just doing cash line or handful of lineups, I probably don't fuck with them. If you're doing GPP and you're throwing out a ton of lineups, you know, maybe get a little bit of exposure with them, but I'm not a big fan of them. Tice, 4,700 on FanDuel, 4,300 on DraftKings. You know, that first series he was matched up against Embiid. So here, you know, like his hands were full with that. Maybe he does, like, I guess his best game is 25 minutes, you know, or 25 points. He's been playing 35 minutes that game. But again, I don't know. Royce O'Neal had a monster start and then really slowed down a couple games ago, or the last game they played. He's been averaging only 20 points, coming at 4,600 on both slates. And then from there, some of these other guys like House Jefferson, J. Michael Green, Yang, Grant Williams, Juwan Morgan, yeah, you know, probably want to chase them down. All right, let's go to centers here and we'll wrap it up. You got the Joker coming at 9,300 on FanDuel, 9,500 on DraftKings, been averaging 44 points at the startup, 37 minutes. So, of course, he's got a lot of upside there. Gobert, 7,300 on FanDuel, 7,800 on DraftKings, you know, 36 minutes. Pretty decent, I suppose. I mean, I guess he's like the guy, you know, he's going to go out and give you minutes. Everybody else is really like up in the air as far as their minutes. So if you didn't want to quite, you know, and the Joker can kind of be up and down. I think just Gobert's kind of like a nice, like, that's like a cash line up. Like I think like he would be a safe bet for that. You know, you're not spending all your money to buy up, but at the same time, you're not worried about some of these other guys that boom and bust potential. Harrell, you know, that was lucky for me on one of those wins in 4,000. They were playing him really late in kind of like a blowout, so I don't know if that's going to happen again or not. But before that, yeah, you know, he'd been averaging 18 minutes and about 17 points, but obviously they're going to need him to play like he did that last game where he played 22 minutes and had 34 points. And then you have Zubac came in and played 23 minutes and had 28 points. So he's played pretty well. The pricing's a little bit similar, though Harrell price jumped up to 5,700 on FanDuel compared to 4,400 on DraftKings, and Zubac's 4,900 and 4,600. Gasol, only been 20 minutes, 16 points. And all those guys, other than Boban, he's a point per minute monster. Normally, he's like, honestly, like almost like a 1.5 points per minute guy, or he's got that potential. And again, with all those injuries, I think he'll go out there, because like with him, actually, you know, like that second game, he had 9 minutes, 25 points, 9 minutes, about six, seven points, then 15, about 18, so, and then 17 and 10. That's honestly like an anomaly for him. Like normally if he plays 17 minutes, it sounds crazy, but the dude could go for 30 points easily. He's like freaking automatic. If he gets that ball in the post within 10 feet, he puts like his shooting percentage like 76% or something crazy. And then he's just, because he's so big, he's a good rebounder too, you know, block a couple shots and whatnot. And he's a pretty good passer as well. So that right there would be my guy, where if you wind up buy down, and of course, could he go out and have a shitty game like that? Yeah, but that's like, I think a guy that, in my opinion, of all the cheap players, that I think's probably got the most upside. So, all right, guys, I hope you go out and kick ass. There's just been, it's been a tough week, I know, for a lot of people, and today, just horrible with Cliff Robinson and Chadwick Boseman. So anyhow, just thoughts and prayers to everybody and their families and all you guys. And I just hope everyone's out there doing real well. And I hope some of this winning like spreads off to you guys too, because I know too, you know, just financially things are tight for a lot of people too. And hopefully we can have some nice wins here as a group. So, all right, guys, peace out. Take care, kick some ass, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.